Of the thousands of shipwrecks in the Great Lakes, the wreck of the Griffin is probably the most legendary, for a few reasons. She was built by somebody legendary, French explorer René Robert Cavalier, Sieur de La Salle. She was the first European ship to sail the upper Great Lakes, and she was the first to sink. Actually, she sank on her maiden voyage in 1679, not exactly one of La Salle's bigger success stories. But the mystery she left behind is pretty big, and it has pretty well flummoxed Great Lakes historians for hundreds of years. Shipwreck scholar Stephen Harold is director of the Manistee County Historical Museum.
The Griffin loaded its first and only freight cargo downbound at Green Bay, and there has never been a reliable report of anyone who has seen the vessel since. It left Green Bay and disappeared totally.
Did she run aground, sink to the bottom of Lake Michigan? No one knows. But Stephen Liebert, a longtime shipwreck hunter, thinks he might have found a clue. What he's excited about appears to be a long wooden pole sticking out of the sand in about 80 feet of water in northwestern Lake Michigan. It doesn't look like much. But Rick Robel, the attorney for Liebert's company, Great Lakes Exploration, says tests indicate it could date back to the 17th century, and it could be part of a ship.
Great Lakes Exploration does not know at this point what is there, and it does not know whether, in fact, it is the Griffin or not. Certainly, if it were the Griffin, it would be a very substantial find.
Great Lakes Exploration has filed suit in federal court seeking salvage rights to the site. But the site is in Michigan waters, and the state has filed a motion to have the case dismissed. State archaeologist John Halsey says whatever is there should belong to the public, not a private company.
They have the money to go out and look. They have the money to go out and find. But what they don't have is the permission to bring stuff up. And that's where the rubber meets the road.
The state argues the Federal Abandoned Shipwreck Act of 1987 gives any state title to historic wrecks in its waters. Before its passage, pretty much anybody in a rubber suit could salvage shipwrecks. And they did. The evidence is rusting out in garages across the country. The federal law sought to protect these historic sites, which in the cold, fresh water of the Great Lakes are often well-preserved time capsules. But Wisconsin shipwreck researcher Brendan Baylod says a number of cases have already shown the law is full of technical loopholes if you have the money and the time to challenge it.
We have a lot of wrecks that are open game legally. It really is up to the judge who gets the case brought before them.
If Great Lakes Exploration does clear the legal hurdles, the next question will be academic. What should happen to the company's findings? Attorney Rick Robel says it all depends on what's there.
Really, shipwrecks have to be dealt with on a case-by-case basis. There are some shipwrecks that may best remain in situ, that is, on the site, and there are some others that may best be recovered. It's impossible to determine what's best for a particular shipwreck without first scientifically studying it.
At this stage, it's anybody's guess as to whether the site contains the remains of a ship or just a pile of very old scrap wood. But preservationists such as historian Stephen Harold argue anything of historical value should really just be left there.
I'm a great one for leaving it where it is and studying it in as much detail as possible. But the easiest way to preserve it is to keep it there.
One thing is certain. Any excavation would likely involve many years and millions of dollars. Oh, and there's another possibility, too, if in fact the Griffin is found. Technically, the vessel still belongs to France, which, after all, was in charge around here at the time of La Salle's adventures. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Sally Isley.